Hello, this is Adrian from Brainstorming with Adrian. And thank you so much for listening in, tuning into the podcast. Here you can learn so much. We talk about everything from astrology, tarot, healing, health, love, relationships, podcasts, blog posts, business, everything, travel, you name it. It's pretty much here because we brainstorm about all of that here. So welcome, settle in, enjoy yourself. This is Brainstorming with Adrian. I just realized after all that ranting and raving about Trump and the fact that he's going to lose all of this properties and stuff in New York, I completely didn't talk about what I wanted to talk about. And by the way, even with that, someone said it's only for 5 years. I don't know. I heard that I don't know what the final is going to be, because I was just saying to someone, this is probably going to go to appellate court and the appeal and, you know, but they're pretty much saying that the judge was so scathing and it was such overwhelming fraud that really, unless they're, you know, it's all just about a bunch of whining at this point. There's no getting around the actual fraud. Like, it's really fraud, you guys. It's not like we can get away from that. So there's really not going to be any different answer to this level of fraud. It's really bad. Like, I've never heard of 4 billion. It's like, I think they said over 3.75 billion in fraud, almost 4 billion in fraud. Never heard of such a thing in my life. Not million, you guys, billion. So that's pretty much a done deal, you guys. Someone was saying, you know, what about the poor people in New York with the properties? And they said it's 10 days to get receivers. So I'm sure receivers are people that are going to be, it's either going to be put into some kind of receivership where they handle it for them until they, you know, whatever, but they can't do anything there. Like, I had said this was going to happen, but no one believed me. And also, I had also said that Trump was not going to be able to run as president in this next election. And although all this hoopla about him running for president, him trying to use it as an excuse, I'm telling you, at this point, I have a feeling he is not going to be able to. Why? Because the amended 14 or whatever, it clearly states, I think it's area or article 3 of amendment 14 or whatever it is, right? This specifically is what he's being charged for, which is like the insurrection, like, you know, like traitor, treason, like that type of thing. Like, I mean, I can't even believe this guy has done some of the things that are, like, you would never think in a million years you would ever have to use anything like that. But it is exactly what needs to be used right now, because it's exactly what happened. So we're looking at a different time. I also mentioned when I had to leave just a second ago about Project 25. And if you, anyone who's actually listening to me, never heard of Project 25, what it is, well, they want to win so that they can get rid of the Constitution and get rid of the three branches of government, which now is a check and balance system, thank goodness, to help people from trying to take over like a dictator emperor, a Führer of the United States of America. And that is the last thing we need, because this guy, I mean, look, if I was going to have to go with someone who was going to be my president for life, it would not be a criminal who is a sexual predator. It's not this guy. So I think when I hear Christians are like, oh, God, this, and I'm like, please do not say that man and God in this. There's no way. This guy, this sexual predator, this guy is anything to do with God. So I don't buy that either. So I don't know what's going on. I feel like there's just a lot of propaganda. I feel really sorry for people, because this is what they teach. This is what they preach, propaganda. It's lies. But you know, my only thing for anybody who's listening and might not understand why I'm saying what I'm saying, don't listen to me then. Just listen, if you can, to the court trials for him. Because I think the one in Georgia is going to be shown. I'm not sure about Florida, but you know, he's losing these trials. He's lost both E. Jean Carroll trials. Rudy just lost to Shea Moss and the other lady. That was lost, okay? So that's the big lie has already been established. You know that, right? So when people are still protecting him, I'm like, no. Anything that was done in the name of the big lie, you can't use the big lie because we already know it was a big lie. We already know that people were put in place to be fake electors. And oh my gosh, it's bad, you guys. So just know that we got to just wake up now. I know I don't like using that term because you guys don't like that term. But you got to open your eyes. At least you can't keep your head buried in the sand. It's too overwhelming. 91 charges. I think if he hadn't have been a criminal, then we wouldn't be seeing all of this. Like, look at all the years. Even though he keeps saying Joe Biden is a criminal and the Biden criminal family, you haven't seen anything out of that family that I haven't seen in any other family. Like, there's not a fentanyl epidemic or drug epidemic, or people don't get guns when they have a felony charge. Trump just went and got a gun with indictments. And they're trying to hide that right now. You guys might hear something else coming up. I'm telling you, there's a lot of bigotry, hypocrisy, and mistakes that are going on here. And you can't, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If it's a criminal for him, then it's got to be a criminal charge for him. It is what it is. And they keep trying to make it up as they go along, but you can't do that with law. Law, they are based on facts, not on fiction, not on lies, but on facts. And that's what you're seeing in the judicial system. That's what's happening to him. He's built a world on lies, but lies don't count in court. They don't count. And although you might be able to schmooze your way around certain things with technicalities, when you're at this level, man, it gets hard. It gets hard. That's what we're seeing, and that's what's happening. And I did a healing. I'm going to make sure I have it to the podcast. It's a special healing for his followers. And it's to break Ove's vows and contracts, because I believe that this is all part of like a past life Mandela effect type of past life oath vow contract to a certain person, or like a loyalty, or maybe the old Nazis. I've been trying to understand this level of like worship, because I don't understand it, but I'm like, maybe if they had a healing, it would help to sever whatever invisible ties there might be that make people feel they're beholden to this guy, because you're not, okay? Especially since we're finding out about this level of criminality, and I think there's going to be so much more. You guys have to prepare yourselves and be aware of what we're really dealing with here. That way it won't be so painful, and we can just accept facts, just as facts. That's all this is, okay? Just so you guys know. I don't want people coming at me like, oh, she's anti this. And I'm like, but I'm just repeating facts. Like, I can't help it that these are the facts right now. I'm sorry. But, you know, it is what it is. I can't make it up. Like, that's what's being reported on the number one digital news source in the world. So it is what it is, okay? Okay. So there was one other thing I wanted to talk about, because I haven't talked about my weight loss or the fact that I am losing weight again, or, you know, what's been going on. So I was getting really sickly. I was starting to gain back a great deal of weight, and it was starting to affect me. Like, my legs were getting swollen, like swollen feet, and Just sleeping all the time. As you saw, I did nothing from June to September. Like, I really had lost a lot of my energy. And I think it might be because I've got Pluto retrograding in my first house, but it was hard. I mean, to lose all your energy, pretty much. I just felt like it was like end of life for me. And so they put me on Ozempic. It turned out my I had gotten the testing and my A1C was just a little bit higher. It wasn't back to 7, but it was up a little bit. So they put me on Ozempic, and I think right away I lost like 15 pounds, and then I lost another 15 pounds. And right now I just feel like, I don't know what I've lost, but I'm getting a golf ball head, and I can feel my neck bones, and I can tell. Now, this is how I really can tell that I've lost weight, because I reached down for my breast, and it was like wrinkly, and it was like not as big. And I'm like, no, I don't want to lose my breast. This is, no. I mean, they're obviously smaller than they were. So, and it's funny because when you lose weight, one is smaller than the other and one is more perky than the other. And I'm like, no, this is unfortunately what happens with weight loss, like when it kind of goes kind of quickly. And I had avoided that the first time because I danced it off. So it was slow, you know, but it wasn't slow, but it was dancing. So it was bouncing back quicker than it was sagging. This doesn't seem to be the case this time, and it might just be because I'm 60 now and nothing's gonna bounce back like it would have 10 years ago or whatnot. But this is part of the weight loss that no one talks about. They never talk about the saggy skin, the hanging breasts, the meat between the thighs, or the arms that jingle. And like for me, my face is really getting small and tight. I'm actually shocked by how little my face is getting. And then my friend had asked me right after I was thinking that, she's like, oh, did you get the gaunt face yet? And I'm like, I don't think I have a gaunt face yet, but it is that my face is getting smaller. So I don't know what that is and why they say this pertains to people who get on Ozempic. So I think that's hilarious. Just funny. My goal is to get back, to get into size 12s, or I think I've got some 12s or 10s, I think they're 12s, in my like bags of clothes I can get into, or I want to get into. And then I've got 14, some that I had not been able to get into, and I think maybe some 10s. So my goal is to get into the clothes that I have in my closet that I only dreamed about getting into. And that's my goal. That's my hope. And of course, I want to be healthy. I don't want to lose weight at the expense of my health. But I want to be healthy again, because I was beginning to feel as though I wasn't healthy any longer, and that I was letting the weight slip back. And no one, I mean, if you've ever been overweight, like, I mean, I've been dealing with obesity my whole life. Like, even after losing 300 pounds, I still was hanging around in the 200s. And I mean, the last time I remember being like under 160 was like 13, 14 years old. Like, literally, I have been a big person all my adult life, all of my life that I recall, over the over teenage years. So my goal is to somehow convince my body that it can get back down into a size 12. I don't think I've ever technically been a 12. I've been like a 14, but not a 12. And I've got clothes in like my old jacket, which I love, that I haven't been able to get into because, you know, size 14. So my first goal is to get back into my cute 14s and then to be able to get into my 12s, because I think the clothes are cuter there. I felt better there. I was able to walk and do things, and I was actually in a relationship because I was in better shape, I think. So I am praying that this is the beginning of something good. And someone had asked me, like, what happens when you have to stop, like, or if you get too thin? I'm like, it only is supposed to take care of like a quarter of your weight. It's not something that's supposed to, you know, reduce you forever. So I figured the most I'll lose like a quarter of my weight and maybe get down to like, my goal is to be like 170, maybe 160. So if I can get there, then I'll be happy with that. And I feel like this age, there's no need to be 120 or 30 pounds anymore. But if I could get to like 160, 170, I'll be happy. And I'm sure I would be probably about a 10. So that would be perfect. Anyway, you know, I just wanted to talk about that because I never talk about the personal stuff. But that hanging skin, that weight loss. And and if anyone else has been doing anything like Ozempic or any of the other weight loss methods out there, let me know, because it's so much different nowadays than it was years ago, where you just had to count calories to lose weight. But now there's so many different methods and ways that people can lose either inches or pounds. And we don't have to settle for not feeling good if we don't want to. If you want to feel better, I feel like technology and science has come so far that we can actually begin to feel better. And I want to say this is one other thing, and I know I don't talk like everybody else. And you want to know why? Well, because I'm not a lemming, and I don't listen to right-wing media, and I don't listen to, say, Fox News anymore. I try to stay away from propaganda. I notice propaganda when I see propaganda, and I stay away from it. I like to look at what I pick and choose and not have things forced upon me. And so I might be different than other people. I feel like there's been brainwashing, and I have said this. I feel like people have been fed lies for many years. So it's hard for them to discern what truth is and what truth isn't. And that's a shame, because to me, the truth is apparent, is very obvious. And when the guys are hit with the truth, like with these court cases and things like that, and you see that they are losing them, or that there's these huge indictments, it's because you're not being given the right information. And, not everybody's independent, and I get it. I'm abnormally independent. It's in my horoscope, so I am what I am. But I know other people depend on others. They depend on that peer pressure and the validation of fitting in with your group or your peers, or being in a party or any of those things. And I'm not with that. I'm for facts, and I want reality. And maybe it's because I'm a double Capricorn with Mercury in the first house, but I want the real information, and I want reality. I don't want the fake. I don't want the lies. I don't want it to sound good for the moment, but then the next day I find out it was all a big lie. And that's what you get with this Gemini grifting. You're not going to get something that is truthful, sadly. So I've shied away from it. And now it just seems like I feel like I'm out of touch with a lot of people who have been brainwashed. And I just sit back and listen now and look at it, but it breaks my heart. There's nothing I can do about that, because everybody has their own agency. We all have our own agency. And what I mean by that is, we all have our own agency to choose the way we want to think, to think and feel the way we want to think, to vote for who we want to vote for, to support who we want to support. You just have to understand that even with your agency, when things are too egregious, there might be something in place like the 14th Amendment that will prevent him from being on the ballot, because he broke such an egregious amount of the requirements. It's so bad. So you got to be open to that too, okay? So it doesn't take you by surprise, because there really are some bad things going on, you guys. So you got to be aware of that and just be aware. I just don't know what else to say because my heart goes out to you. I will find that the healing. If not, I'll do another one to help people to let go of the oaths, vows, and contracts and things that bind you to things that aren't good for you. Because sometimes that's all we need to do is let go emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and just let our, you know, that guilt, that shame, whatever it is that might keep you beholden. I know I had said once before, you are not that person, and that person is not you. Your decisions are your own. You are your own individual person. You have a right to make choices that are good for you. So I hope you make those choices, and I hope you do what feels right for you. Okay? Much love to you. Many blessings to you. Good luck to everybody. And I guess I'll still be dealing with the weight loss issues, but I just wanted to come and say a couple of more words and just let you know that, you know, it's all okay. And there is healing. Okay. There is healing available. If you need it, I will make sure I post it. Okay. Much love to you. Many blessings, everybody. Bye.